Incredible India. India is located in Asia between the Middle East and China. It has a long and fascinating history. India is also quickly becoming a wealthy country thanks to its rapidly developing economy. Over 6,000 years ago, the people living in the Indus River Basin built up a unique and thriving civilization. It transformed the entire area into a center of trade and religion, and allowed for hundreds of years of wealth and prosperity. Some say that this Indus civilization was just as vibrant as ancient Mesopotamia or Egypt. Culturally, it produced many of the world's important religions, such as Hinduism, Buddhism, and Sikhism. The golden age of the Indus civilization came to an end when the Aryans invaded in 1500 BC. This was first in a long line of foreign invasions that included the Persians, Greeks, Mongols, and eventually European merchant vessels and British colonialism. In 1857, the people of India grew tired of foreign domination and rebelled against the British East India Company, a British monopoly that controlled most of India at the time. The rebellion ultimately failed. As a result, Great Britain absorbed India as a formal colony of the British Empire. India would not remain a colony forever. During the first half of the 20th century, millions of Indians participated in a nationwide political movement led by Mahatma Gandhi. Gandhi organized peaceful demonstrations of civil disobedience that were aimed at resisting British rule. On August 15, 1947, India finally gained its independence, and on January 26, 1950, it became the Republic of India. India has gone through many important economic changes and reforms. If you consider India's purchasing power, it is now the sixth largest economy in the world. It also has a youthful population that will continue to drive economic growth over the next decade. Yet India is also grappling with some big problems, such as poverty, illiteracy, and malnutrition. Like many other Asian countries, there is a growing wealth gap between people who live in the countryside and those who live in the city. These are some of the problems that future governments will need to tackle.